didn't you guard me, Vol Fisfru Attorney Usad, on Federlib Akaru Lum?
Sorry, do you speak English?
Yes. I was assaulted in front of a CCTV camera by a policeman. So Fisfru recommends me to instruct the solicitor. Can you represent me, please?
Can I have your name, please?
Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester.
Sorry,
Nicholas Ian? Nicholas Ian Colleen de Gloucester.
How can I spell your name?
D-E space G-H L-O S-T E-F-A-D-A I-R. Thanks. Fisfru wrote to me on Friday, quote, "We have carefully assessed your complaint and we have decided that it is admissible." This means that...
Alright,
well, whatever way it is you want to do it.
What things are the accidents, the incidents take place?
So, they're not actually accidents, but these incidents happened on the 13th of September. Yes.
And you said you were assaulted by the guards. Was there any reason for this
assault? So I was assaulted by one guard, and so I am a witness of and a victim of many crimes. So I myself, without a solicitor, went to the local police station to make complaints. I started this conversation in Irish. This policeman did not even realize that I was speaking in Irish, so he said, quote, "Where were you born?" unquote, and quote, "Where are you from?" unquote. He said, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote, and he did so in front of a CCTV camera while hitting me, so it's just really not acceptable behavior.
And did you sustain any injuries?
Not on this particular occasion, but this is from a background that I had actually been inflicted with permanent physical injuries. I now live off disability social welfare. I had been tortured in the background of this, that this torture actually happened in Portugal, but I was deported to Ireland afterwards. The Republic of Ireland asserts by statute that it has universal jurisdiction against torture, but when I went to this police station, one of the first things the policeman said to me was, quote, "Sorry to interrupt you, but is this about something over in Spain?" Unquote, and I said, "Portugal," and he said, "Well, I've been coming to this police station lots of times complaining about crimes related to being tortured in Portugal, and that the police officers there keep saying to me that they cannot take complaints related to Portugal." So I said, again, this time, as many other times, that its own website states that it does take complaints about crimes abroad, and I had with me a document citing a particular statute which asserts that we do have universal jurisdiction against torture. And the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture visited me, and it repeatedly criticizes Portugal over violating international law against me. And 2 years ago, Simon Harris, then as Minister for Justice, sent a letter to me stating that requests for international arrest warrants against torturers in Portugal are an appropriate topic for the Department of Foreign Affairs. And I contacted an embassy which was involved with international arrest warrants, and it recommended me to go to this local police station. And I had a copy of this letter from this embassy stating this when I was assaulted by a policeman here last month.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, but unfortunately I'm pretty sure we actually don't deal with cases like that. So we deal with like medical negligence, sexual abuse cases.
I'm sorry to hear this. I'm hearing things like this from many law firms. It seems to be very, very difficult to find one which can, you know. So, I mean, if you can take this on, even if it's not what you normally do, because I don't seem to be able to find a firm to handle this for me.
Around us now, we don't have any. Pretty sure there's no one around us that deals with cases like that as well. But I would just maybe just keep googling and seeing what comes up for you. Maybe just a solicitor that would deal with assault cases. But unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to take that on.
Unfortunately, I mean, a lot of the criminal firms here only do criminal defences, so this is a big problem because I'm looking for a prosecution against the police officer.
Like I said, you probably would be better off looking for more criminal law firms that could deal with that.
I'll look again. Thanks. Bye.
No problem.
Bye. Take care.